Now, here's a man who knows his tunes. Graham Mulhern, how are you, Graham?
How are you, Damien?
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much. CEO of Be Secure Online, but also Internet Safety Talks. So they're talking now about putting warning labels, just like you'd have on cigarette packets, on social media platforms. Is this a PR stunt, or is this something that could and should be done, Graham, from your experience?
Well, for once, I actually agree with all of this and something that a government is trying to do. This comes from the US Surgeon General, and he says that when they put warning on cigarettes back in 1965, that the consumption has dropped from 42% of the population to 11.5% nowadays, over 50 or 60 years now. Warning signs. Warning signs on social media would be a great idea, and why not?
And how would it work, Graham?
Oh, they can work it into the algorithm. So in the same way as they force ads in, Damien, in the middle of YouTube and games and everything else. And there's the word I wanted to mention, games. Why is social media the only crowd? Like, Minecraft should be doing the same, and Roblox, and Fortnite, and Grand Theft Auto. Why should TikTok and Snapchat be the only people, and Instagram? Why should they be the only people? Warning on everything to do with screen raging. And tell people, look, you need to get outside in the grand, great outdoors, play football. There were more people playing Fortnite over the weekend than football. That's just a fact.
What did you say? Screen raging?
Yeah, screen ragers, teenagers.
Screen ragers. I've never heard. That shows how out of touch I am. A screen rager. Well, what's a screen rager?
A screen rager is a teenager on the screen. And I only read it this morning, so I got it fresh out for you, Dave. I hadn't seen it before, but I knew you'd like it.
Well, you can patent it. I like that. A screen rager. Yeah. So a lot of people listening this morning, their screen ragers are on holidays now. And it's a little bit cloudy. They've had a little sleep in. They're not at school. And they're saying, they're saying to mammy and daddy or granny and granddad or the guardians, whoever's minding them, I'm going to go on the internet now. I'm going to go on the game. I'm going to play Fortnite for the next hour and a half. And it becomes
4 hours.
Becomes a babysitting tool.
And do you know what else, Damien?
Go on.
They're affecting business because every business in the country now will have less internet to perform their good work with, their daily work, because they're teenagers. There'll be more teenagers now on the phone and kids, and they're slowing down everybody at work because it's a huge draw on the internet. It takes a lot more bandwidth to run a Roblox game than it does Microsoft 365 and write an email.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're affecting we don't want them lying on their backs for the next 6 hours. We want them up and about and enjoying their life.
And what would an internet safety warning do, do you think? Would it actually have any practical effect?
Well, I mean, you have to get it. This is like drink driving, and it's like drinking less and smoking less. This will not have an immediate return. This is consistent messaging. And these guys have had 15 or 20 or 10 years, in Snapchat's case, to get ahead of the game. And they're standing in front of everything, blocking everything, because that's their job, as Roy Keane would say. But this isn't going to yield quick returns. This is a long, slow fight. We need to, and I've always said this, this is a public health campaign, like cigarettes, drink driving, and we're in it for the long haul. We have to help people with their eating issues, body issues, not exercising enough, depression, mental health, all of these good things that we need to make people aware of.
And what about the state interfering then or imposing its health screenings a lot more? For example, in France, they're talking about banning internet access or smartphone access for under 14s.
Yeah, and the French are great at that. And they tried when Mrs. Macron got into government with her husband. She's a former teacher, as you know, and she insisted and made him do a universal school ban for everybody under the age of 14 or 16 in France, and that didn't work either. So good luck to them with that. but this is going to be, this is just education, 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 and don't give up till we get it fixed. But it isn't going to be fixed by this time next year, as you well know.
And in terms of the eyelids and the blinking and the effects that it has on people's body, when you're staring at a screen for hours on end, apart from the fact that it turns you into a bit of a zombie, what should parents look out for in the next few weeks?
Well, it's not so much what they need to look out for. It's what they need to be doing, which is making agreements with their kids and saying, look, in exchange for this, I want that. As simple as, you know, 1 hour Snapchat should equal 1 hour outdoors, and you've got to enforce it. This is like dieting and losing a few pounds. Nobody said it was going to be easy, and you have to keep at it. And, you know, celebrations, even munching celebrations, lying on your back and tuning into Snapchat for 3 hours is not a winning formula. And you've got to just get into the game. It's a real pain for parents. But these social media apps and games, Fortnite, are all about inert, non-moving, not good for you. And but we're not looking to ban it. We're looking to work with the kids to make a deal so that they can enjoy their lives with a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and moderation in all things, including moderation.
I like it. As ever, Graeme Mulhern, good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Internet Safety Talks, if people want to Google you and Be Secure Online. Appreciate it. Thanks, Graeme. See you. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.